J.D. Vance echoes Trump's stance on staying out of Syria, not our fight. By Elizabeth Weibel on December 8, 2024. Vice President-elect J.D. Vance supported President-elect Donald Trump's stance on staying out of the situation in Syria, stating that what is happening is not the United States' fight. In a post on X, Vance wrote that the U.S. should stay out of what is happening in Syria instead of getting involved. Vance's post came after the Syrian regime of Bashar al-Assad was reported to have fallen, with Assad reported to have fled the country. As President Trump said, "This is not our fight and we should stay out of it," Vance wrote. In a post on Truth Social, Trump commented on the situation in Syria, noting that opposition fighters in Syria, in an unprecedented move, had taken over numerous cities. Trump added that while Syria is a mess, it is not a friend to the U.S., adding that the U.S. should have nothing to do with it and that it is not our fight. Opposition fighters in Syria, in an unprecedented move, have totally taken over numerous cities, in a highly coordinated offensive, and are now on the outskirts of Damascus, obviously preparing to make a very big move toward taking out Assad, Trump wrote. Russia, because they are so tied up in Ukraine, and with a loss there of over 600,000 soldiers, seems incapable of stopping this literal march through Syria, a country they have protected for years. Trump added, "This is where former President Obama refused to honor his commitment of protecting the red line in the sand, and all hell broke out, with Russia stepping in. But now they are, like possibly Assad himself, being forced out, and it may actually be the best thing that can happen to them. In any event, Syria is a mess, but is not our friend, and the United States should have nothing to do with it," Trump continued. "This is not our fight. Let it play out. Do not get involved." Breitbart News's Jill Polak reported that according to Kremlin sources, Assad had found asylum in Russia, which had propped up the Assad regime for 10 years. Russian President Vladimir Putin had propped up the Assad regime for 10 years, an extension of Soviet-era support. But with troops tied down in Ukraine, he could not help defend the regime when Syrian rebels began advancing after Hezbollah had been decimated by Israel in the Lebanon War. The news of Assad receiving asylum in Russia came after reports that Assad's plane had crashed,